Radar, what did Grand Canyon National Park have to do to get this certification?
Well, to get the certification from the International Dark Sky Association, we had to show them that we had retrofit 67% of the lights in the park to be dark sky compliant or night sky friendly. One of the most important things about this is that Grand Canyon's scale is really unprecedented. I mean, we've surveyed 5,000 lights in the park. This is the only national park with a K-12 school inside it. It's an immense operation, and for Grand Canyon National Park to take those steps to become an international dark sky park is really setting the bar for other large national parks and public lands in the United States and around the world to follow our lead.
Okay, so part of this effort, I imagine, is really to protect that very unique environment of the Grand Canyon. Do you have examples of animals, birds, bats in the canyon that are affected by the way the lighting works?
We can pretty much say that most birds migrating over the canyon are affected by the light pollution that they see, the bugs, the nocturnal mammals. The data that we've got so far in the canyon and around the country suggests that light domes aren't good for, you know, the majority of species that operate in the night.
Do you think this is going to change the visitor experience at Grand Canyon in any way? I mean, most of us, I think, think about coming to the Grand Canyon in the daytime. What would they see if they go out there at night?
Well, the motto that's been circulating around national parks the past few years is half the park is after dark. And coming to Grand Canyon, where we're high above a good portion of the atmosphere, in a high desert where it's very dry, I mean, you can see the Milky Way in a way that 80% of people in the United States can't see today. I mean, there's detailed structure in the center of the Milky Way galaxy. There's thousands upon thousands of stars. So Grand Canyon's doing and has done everything we could to really preserve that experience.
So we know that the Grand Canyon is a very culturally and spiritually important place for a lot of Native tribes. Does the Dark Sky certification kind of fit into that heritage in any way?
Absolutely. I mean, Grand Canyon region is one of the richest places on the planet when it comes to cultural astronomy. I mean, there are 11 tribes intimately connected to Grand Canyon region to this day, and many of these tribes' constellation lore, for example, rival that of the ancient Greek constellations. The Dene people, for example, have an incredibly rich constellation canon and history. The Kaibab Band of Southern Paiutes is the world's first international dark sky nation. And that is certainly something we are trying to protect and preserve and educate people about, is that immense cultural and spiritual connection that the people of this landscape have practiced for thousands of years.
Right, yeah, and you are kind of joining this the family of nations, cities, other parks, monuments that already have this certification.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is Arizona's has the most international dark sky places of any state in the United States, and by adding 1.2 million acres of a landscape to the dark sky places is a huge achievement, a milestone for the dark sky preservation movement. And absolutely, when we start connecting more of these landscapes together, we're just going to build a larger dark sky sanctuary that will be world famous.
Radar Lane, congratulations and thanks for joining me today.
Thanks so much for having me.